This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Every day in Australia, more than 400 people aged over 65 are admitted to hospital after a fall. That's one person every 4 minutes. And sadly, 17 older Australians die from falls each and every day. The good news is that many falls are preventable, and researchers have identified 5 simple steps to lower the risk. Joining us now is Professor Anne Tiedemann from the University of Sydney's School of Public Health, co-author of an article in The Conversation about how older Australians can stay safe and independent. Anne, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thanks very much, Latham.
The statistics in your article are very sobering. Why are falls, why are falls such a serious issue for older Australians?
Yeah, well, as we get older, we have a decline in things like our balance and our leg strength and our vision. And so that age-related decline puts us at a greater risk of having a fall in our older years. But the good news is that there are things that we can do to reduce that risk.
Mm. So can you walk us through some of those things that older Australians or even all of us could do to reduce that risk?
Yeah, sure. So the first one and the one that we have the most evidence for is to do balance challenging exercise. Mm-hmm. And so that, like you said, that really should be started in middle age to maintain our balance and our leg strength. And so when we talk about balance challenging exercise, we mean exercise that's done in a standing position, so not sitting in a chair. And there should be movement of the body, and such as moving the upper body, leaning and reaching, for example, and bringing the feet closer together, and even standing on one leg could challenge your balance. And so there's common activities that you can do, like heel raises, lunges, squats. They're all going to challenge your balance and improve your ability to stay stable and not fall over.
And how does that, so you were talking about that what sorts of differences have you noticed for people who are undertaking regular balancing exercises like the ones you just described compared to people who perhaps haven't done much of that during their middle age?
So there's a lot of research evidence that shows if you do take part in that balance and strength exercise on a regular basis, so preferably at least 3 times a week, because a higher dose of exercise is associated with a better effect. Mm-hmm. So people who do those exercises, they have about a 30% reduction in their risk of having a fall each year. And so it's a big decrease, it's a big impact. And if you can think about it, helps you to move about more safely just doing everyday activities like getting up and down stairs, standing up out of a chair, moving about in the house, getting up out of bed safely. So they're common times where older people will have a fall, they'll lose their balance and fall over. And so if we can train those everyday activities, it means people are staying safe and they're able to live for longer in their own homes independently.
Mm, and that's the goal for, I think, all of us. We want to be able to live it independently for as long as we can. We're chatting here with Professor Anne Tiedemann from the University of Sydney about her new article in The Conversation, which highlights how falls are one of the leading causes of injury and death for older Australians, and also how many of them can be prevented. Also, too, vision and foot health are often overlooked. Why are they so critical in preventing falls?
Yeah, so if we start with vision, we can imagine that having good vision is essential for getting about, seeing obstacles, seeing hazards in the environment and not tripping over, basically. And so things like cataracts, which come on with older age, which is a clouding in the lens of the eye, this can blur your vision and can make you more sensitive to light and glare, so like bright sunshine, for example. And so if you have your cataracts removed, the research evidence shows that that also reduces your risk of having a fall because, of course, you can see better and you can manage those hazards that you're in the environment. In addition, wearing bifocals or multifocal glasses can increase your risk of falling because it blurs objects that are close to you on the ground. And so there's also a recommendation that older people who are moving about a lot outside should try and wear just single lens distance glasses, because that's giving you clearer vision when you're moving about in the environment. And then looking at our feet. So healthy, strong feet are really important for helping us stay stable and move about safely. And there's research that says that people who have foot pain, there's evidence that if they go and see a podiatrist and have their foot problems seen to, it also reduces their risk of falling. And so just getting those simple activities, having those simple actions, can really reduce your risk and keep you safe and independent.
Yeah,
I just and I think the other one we didn't mention was medications.
Oh, yes.
So there's certain medications that can increase your risk of having a fall, which act on the brain. So things like sleeping tablets, for example. And so it's recommended that people have a regular checkup with their GP or their pharmacist to make sure that all the medications they're taking are necessary, and to make sure there's none that are going to interact and increase your risk of having a fall.
Mm. I've just got a text message here on the line from Brian in Toorak. Yep. And Brian says that he's in his 70s and he does strength classes twice a week, and it's made a huge difference to his confidence walking outside.
Yeah. That's such good. Yeah, good to hear that. That's great.
Yeah. Yep. And for families and carers who are listening, what can they do to help older loved ones reduce their risk?
Yeah, so basically the message should be that falls are not inevitable. So you just because you're getting older doesn't mean you're going to have a fall. There's a lot of steps you can take to, like we've been talking about, actions you can take to reduce that risk. It's important to not wait. So don't wait till you have a fall before you think about preventing falls, because every fall has the opportunity to be really serious. So we want to prevent the first fall by doing these things as soon as possible.
Yeah.
The other thing we can look at is the safety of your home. So thinking about making the environment safe by removing hazards on the floor, such as electrical cords, loose rugs, making sure there's adequate lighting. So particularly at night, if people get up to the bathroom, switching on a light or leaving a nightlight on. And yep. Also having safety rails could help. So particularly around the bathroom, rails that you can hold on to and maintain your stability. So that's also really important.
It just reminded me, on the weekend, I caught up with my father-in-law, who may be listening, and he actually had a fall about a week and a half ago.
Oh.
He's in his 60s.
Yeah.
And it was because he didn't turn on the lights at night. He got up out of bed when it was dark, and he spent the last week sleeping in a recliner.
Wow, that's terrible. And yeah, it's very common.
Yeah.
But, you know, switching a light on and leaving it on, it's not going to cost you much money, particularly compared to having a fall and all the medical attention and the serious consequences that can happen. So it's definitely worth leaving that light on.
Yeah, absolutely. Great advice. Well, thank you so much, Anne, for joining us today on Joy Drive.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That was Professor Anne Tideman from the University of Sydney discussing the very real risk of falls in older Australians and how simple steps like exercise, home safety checks and regular health reviews can make all the difference, including popping the light on when you're getting up in the dark. You can read the full article in The Conversation, written by Professor Tideman and her colleague Professor Kathy Sherrington. It's called 17 Older Australians Die from Falls Every Day. Here are five things you can do to reduce your risk.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.